Robinson's Weird World of Wonders, the British. This is the story of how one tiny island ended up ruling 400 million people across five continents. You'd have had no trouble at all spotting the British Empire once that had happened, even from outer space. More than a quarter of the world belonged to Britain, and on coloured maps, it was painted pink. Originally, the plan had been to paint the British Empire red, the colour of the uniforms of the British Army. But the mapmakers complained that red was too dark, which meant you wouldn't be able to read the names of the countries written on top of it, so they chose pink instead. People used to say that the sun never sets on the British Empire because it was so big, the sun was always shining on at least one part of it. From high mountains to flat coral islands, from chilly lands full of penguins to deserts chock full of camels, the British ran it all. Today, one out of every four people in the world still speaks English because they live in countries that were once part of the British Empire. The Brits gave them their laws, their daft sports like cricket and rugby, their boiled eggs with soldiers for breakfast, and their scones and strawberry jam for tea. Before we start, we need to sort out what we're going to be talking about. The UK, the British Isles, or what? Well, the name of our country has changed over the years. The British Isles are the 6,000 islands off the northeast of Europe, around 140 of which are inhabited, first named by the Greeks thousands of years ago because it was where the Britons lived. Great Britain is the biggest island in the British Isles, first named Great over 800 years ago to distinguish it from Lesser Britain, which is now Brittany in France. Great Britain was once three separate countries, then England, Scotland and Wales united together under one king to make a United Kingdom. And the United Kingdom is now short for the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, which is the current name of our country. This is a right mouthful, so plenty of people say Britain or Great Britain instead because it's shorter, but it's not accurate. Have you got that? Good. Right. Let's start.
Dog-headed men.
So how did Little Pimple Britain get such a huge empire? Before the British Empire existed, maps of the world didn't tell you much. They showed the countries that sailors had visited, like Europe, Asia, and the top bit of Africa, but what lay beyond them was anyone's guess. So the mapmakers filled the rest of the world in with oceans full of sea monsters, shipwrecks, and tsunami-type waves, and crazy countries inhabited by dragons and dog-headed men. Exploring the world's unknown bits would have been really scary. Even if you didn't get shipwrecked or burned to bits by dragons, how would you have known which direction to go in or how long your journey would take? Anyone brave enough to get on a boat and set off over the horizon had to hope that before their food ran out, they'd reach another bit of land, preferably somewhere where the people didn't have wet noses and didn't want you to throw sticks for them to chase. You'd have to be daft to take that risk, wouldn't you? And yet, once big, strong ships had been invented, people started sailing all over the globe, even though their journeys were often sheer hell. The Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan spent over 3 months at sea without fresh food. His crew had to eat sawdust, bits of ox hide, and stale biscuits full of worms and soaked in rat's wee. I don't know about you, but I think I'd rather have stayed at home playing Grand Theft Horse and Cart, or whatever it was they played in those days. What on earth was it that made people go through all these horrors? Were they insane? Did they do it just for a dare? Were they